Hi, I'm Guilherme Flores, founder of Gamus Agency. We are a Brazilian agency that deals with music and audio branding. For many years, we've been working with music and soundtracks for corporate films and ads. And throughout this time, we realized that we are not making only songs or audio themes. We are making full audio pieces that had to integrate items such as sound design, music themes, and audio logos, among others. Moreover, all these items should communicate more than the product itself. It had to respect and create value to the brand in the long term. Today, our objective is to understand brand values and audience by uncovering their sound routines and atmosphere before developing any audio solutions. So, the first question I have is, what is your personal criteria for excellent audio branding? More than a piece that stands out, a good project takes into consideration brand's communication in a consistent manner, that is, for the right people in the right format, and most importantly, aiming to strengthening the brand in the future. Audio branding is not about creating an excellent audio piece. It's the outcome of a broader understanding of a brand's touchpoints, audience, values, and objectives. I would say that the first step of a good project is having well-defined guidelines. And for that, it is important to know how to listen well to each client and its audience. The second step would be creating pieces and solutions that carry the essence of the DNA of the brand in an efficient way. So the second question I have is, what does relevance mean for you regarding audio branding? I think relevance in audio branding is made through the impact that the entire work has on the brand's audience. Good work needs to be consistent so that it's memorable to people. It must impact their emotions and their lives. Relevance means having strength and meaning in the present context, place and time, but also carrying the brand's core values as brand evolves and reinvents itself. And last, what are the hottest sound opportunities today and in the future? I believe that we live in a moment that has evolved into a slightly maturity in the way that companies understand the importance of working with sound in an intentional and conscious way. Sound has always been a very important element in people's emotions and brands' communications. The difference that before it used to happen accidentally, and today it is each time more direct, planned, and executed by professionals. One of the major opportunities today is the people's mobility. Because of technological resources, iPod, for instance, has existed for many years, but today more advanced resources allow access to complex solutions and material to the great public. In the future, I believe in a greater interactivity between the public and the brand sounds. That's because the new generations are used to interacting and creating and co-producing things.
And last but not least, we want to thank our partner, DigiSky.